I love this, Ragnar called to me. In Valhalla, I hope to find a ship, a sea and a wind. The shore was ever in sight. A low green line to our right, sometimes broken by dunes, but never by trees or hills. And as the sun sank, we turned toward that land, and Ragnar ordered the sail furled and the oars out. We rowed into a water land, a place of marsh and reed, of bird cries and long-legged herons, of eel traps and ditches, of shallow channels and long meres. And I remembered my father saying the East Anglians were frogs. We were on the edge of their country now, at the place where Mercia ended and East Anglia began, in a tangle of water, mud and salt flats. They call it the Yawash, Ragnar said. You've been here? 3 years ago, he said. Good country to raid, Uhtred, but treacherous water, too shallow. The Yawash was very shallow, and Wayland was in the Wind Viper's bow, weighing the depth with a lump of iron tied to a rope. The oars only dipped if Wayland said there was sufficient water, and so we crept westward into the dying light, followed by the rest of the fleet. The shadows were long now, the red sun slicing into the open jaws of the dragon, serpent and eagle heads on the ship's prows. The oars worked slowly, their blades dripping water as they swept forward for the next stroke, and our wake spread in long slow ripples, touched red by dying sun fire. We anchored that night and slept aboard the ships, and in the dawn Ragnar made Rorik and me climb his mast. Ubba's ship was nearby, and he too had men clambering up toward the painted wind vane at the masthead. What can you see? Ragnar called up to us. 3 men on horseback, Rorik answered, pointing south. Watching us. And a village, I added, also pointing south. To the men on shore, we were something from their darkest fears. All they could see was a thicket of masts and the savage carved beasts at the high prows and sterns of our ships. We were an army brought here by our dragon boats, and they knew what would follow, and as I watched, the 3 horsemen turned and galloped south. We went on. Ubba's ship led the way now, following a twisting shallow channel, and I could see Ubba's sorcerer, Storri, standing in the bows, and I guessed he had cast the runes and predicted success. Today, Ragnar told me wolfishly, you will learn the Viking way. To be a Viking was to be a raider, and Ragnar had not conducted a shipborne raid in many years. He had become an invader instead, a settler. But Ubba's fleet had come to ravage the coastline and draw the East Anglian army toward the sea, while his brother Ivar led the land army south from Mercia. And so that early summer, I learned the Viking ways. We took the ships to the mainland, where Ubba found a stretch of land with a thin neck that could easily be defended. And once our ships were safely drawn onto the beach, we dug an earthwork across the neck as a rampart. Then large parties of men disappeared into the countryside, returning next morning with captured horses, and the horses were used to mount another war band that rode inland as Ragnar led his men on foot along the tangled shoreline.